It is Friday at 5, which means it is time for Local Artist Showcase. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I am your host, Izzy, and I have got a full show prepared for you, including some special guests that will be joining me here in just a little bit. Hope Griffin and Eric Congdon will be coming into the studio to talk about Eric's new release, which is coming up later on in the year. But we're going to get a special world premiere sneak peek of one of the songs on that album. We're also going to hear what Autumnwood is up to. They've got their residency starting at St. Paul this weekend, so stay tuned. That'll be coming up later on in the show. You're not going to want to miss that segment. I do want to go ahead and say a quick thank you to our amazing sponsors, the Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, the Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, the Purple Onion, Oklawaha Brewing Company, and J&M Farms. You can listen to the show every Friday at 5 or when it re-airs on Saturday at noon. Remember, you can also stream the show throughout the week if you miss it at WTZQ.com. Just click on the Local Artist Showcase banner on the front page, or you can go to Programs and find it underneath that tab. If you are an artist or a venue and you want to be considered for Local Artist Showcase, send me a email with MP3s and WAV files of your music to 1600@WTZQ.com. Also, let me know where you're playing next. And if you have any particularly exciting news, like a new album release, new single release, anything of that nature, make sure you include all of that in your email to 1600@WTZQ.com. I'm going to go ahead and kick off the show. Oh, also, I did want to mention, not only do I have special guests this week, but next week I'll have Sarah Siskind on the show. She will be returning. She was on the show last year around this time when she played at Flat Rock Cinema, and she is back on the docket again. She's going to be playing there in a couple of weeks, and I'm super excited to have her on the show because she's got some pretty exciting news. She's been very busy over the last year. I saw in a press release she's going to be opening up for Bonnie Raitt in a little bit. I think later on this month or maybe next month. She'll be opening for her in Asheville. She just had a song cut on Alison Krauss and Union Station's new album, which I've not had a chance to listen to yet, so I'm very excited to... Well, actually, by the time this is coming out, I'm sure I will have listened to it. I'm recording this a little bit in advance this week, so that's going to be happening next week. I'll have Sarah Siskind on the show. So a very exciting month. We are starting off strong here in April at WTZQ. Our first artist on today's show, though, is Ryan Furstenberg. He is going to be playing at Mud Puppies, which is in Arden. And also Mud Puppies is one of our amazing partners on our Easter giveaway contest, which, remember, go to WTZQ.com and enter to win. They are providing us some gift cards. So if you haven't checked them out, or if you have, check them out. That would be a great prize to win. And they are up in Arden, sort of near the airport. I'm going to play a song of Ryan's. He's going to be playing at Mud Puppies tonight, Friday the 4th. So if you want to go check it out, this would be a great night to do it, starting at 8 p.m. And this is a song of his called Naked.
Never been down in New Orleans, never been out west of California. We'll ever rise on a slide, the grapevine by and fly off everywhere we wanted. Pull off all your feathers, on this fine test the wind, but biking on. Bad times, never let the good times happen. Make it in the light, bake it in the morning sun. Cover your eyes, take comfort in lies. Keep telling yourself that you wore it on. You were hypnotized by bitter dreams, by mansions built of fables. Those promises that pick you up just to keep you in your stable. Now you're the ghost of a stallion chasing a moon, fed on flames above. Sing so sweet, shake the earth to fill it up with love. Make it in the moonlight, make it in the morning sun. Cover your eyes, stay covered in lies. Keep telling yourself that you know. light. Bake it in the morning sun. Cover your eyes, take comfort in the lies. Keep telling yourself that you're worried. Make it in the moonlight. Make it in the morning sun. Cover your eyes, take comfort in the lies. Keep telling yourself that you're worried.
That was the Rich Nelson Band with See You There. They're going to be playing at Southern Appalachian Brewery tomorrow, Saturday the 5th, starting at 7 p.m. Stay tuned right here to The Q. I'm going to take a short break, and then coming up, I've got Eric Congdon and Hope Griffin joining me right here in the studio. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. In our tap room, the Hendersonville Co-op's Sunflower Kitchen is dishing out fantastic organic meals. It's a perfect pairing for our handcrafted beers. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers!
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road. Proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
And welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. I'm excited to introduce my next guests, who just so happen to be two local favorites, Eric Congdon and Hope Griffin. Chances are, if you frequented any of our local venues, you've seen one or both of these musicians play, from their solo shows to their collaborations, such as their all-original music project, the Congdon Griffin Band, to 80s cover band Laser Lover. To the band we are going to focus on today, Autumn Wood, these two seasoned musicians are staples in the music community. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Easy, what's up?
Thanks for having us.
So, it's come around again. It's time for the residency at St. Paul.
That's right.
Is not your first year doing this, right? You guys have done this in the past?
Yeah, actually, we've been playing at St. Paul for a long time in the kind of the metamorphosis that is Autumn Wood. But in the last two or three years, we have done once a month shows at St. Paul, which have been really well attended and fun, and it kind of just like sets the tone for the summer, I feel like.
Yeah,
over there.
every year when it gets warm and we start playing outside at St. Paul's, you know, it's really grown over the past few years. It's a really great scene out there. Everyone's just having a good time. And that's the first Sunday of every month over at St. Paul Vineyards, and usually from 2:30 to 5:30.
Yep, 2:30, 5:30.
It's a great time, and we just throw down great jams, and everyone's having a good time, and lots of smiles and good vibes, and that's what we're all about.
Nice. So for people who haven't heard Autumn Wood play, tell me the players who make up Autumn Wood and how you would describe Autumn Wood's sound.
So Autumn Wood has evolved over the years. It was kind of a trio at first, but it is now comprised of a four-piece acoustic. So I play guitar and sing. We have Kate Lee Bryant on the violin, Zach Page on the upright bass, and of course Eric switches between guitar and Irish bouzouki and sometimes mandolin when he's feeling frisky. So it's just, it's an adventure. But it's kind of like a, I don't know, it's like a acoustic Celtic folk rock jam band. There's no drums. It's all just like,
yeah, a lot of a lot of things kind of fuse together. I call it like, you know, acoustic fusion. Anything from like Celtic rock, like this Warhorse tune, to really tender like acoustic ballads with lots of harmonies, lots of rootsy stuff, bluesy stuff, you know, and just really good acoustic jams with a very high level of musicianship. And it's always a good time. It's always different because we're always improvising and really going for it on stuff. So it's a very good band with some really talented people. It's a real, real joy to play with everyone, I got to say.
Yeah, it gives us a chance to add a different flavor than our other projects in that we are showcasing some more of my ballads and like pretty flowery songs that I play. We even have, Kate, who is singing some of her more like flirty cowboy songs. And then, you know, we do even get really jammy and do some Zeppelin and all kinds of stuff.
We mix it up. Crazy and we let our hair down and do shred the Zeppelin on bouzouki and everything. And Of course, Zach is a big death metal fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're not doing any death metal, don't worry about that. But
he just knows how to rock, is what we mean.
The idea of death metal at St. Paul is quite the image.
Yeah. So.
No, it's been really, really popular. I mean, people bring long chairs, and when we run out of seating, and they just love to hang and sip wine and listen to the sounds of acoustic summer.
People bring whole picnics.
They do.
Yeah. Especially to those jump-off rock shows. I know you guys will be back in October, but I've seen those get quite packed, and it's the perfect scenery for it, too, especially with that Irish flair to have the mountains in the background and the Irish bouzouki.
Yeah, it's one of the highlights of the year, the jump-off rock show that we do, usually every October, September, October, but right at sunset, and, it's an awesome free show. Everybody brings their picnics and pets and lays out and just
and
watches the sunset.
Range children.
Yes. and we're excited to be doing that again this year. So Autumnwood is a very unique and special thing that we like to continue to offer for people who have been fans of ours for a while and have seen us in other projects and wear other hats. So
but we're kicking it up a notch this year with Autumnwood. We're getting even more woody.
Yes.
With Autumnwood this year.
Yes,
It's going to be a really fun year. Lots of great new jams we're going to be doing this year.
Nice. So you have the Residency of St. Paul, which is starting this Sunday.
That's the 6th.
The 6th.
What day is it?
It is the 6th, yes.
On the 6th, starting at 2:30. And then you guys also have a show at the Triumph Fine Arts Center.
Yes.
Coming up on May 8th. And
yes.
That's a Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. So we're really excited to be jumping on that train at the Triumph Fine Arts Center. They showcase different musicians in the area and reached out, and we're excited about the lineup that Autumnwood brings. So we're going to be there 6:30 to 8:30 on the 8th. You guys, I think it's a ticketed show, but you can find more information on their website. Yeah.
Awesome. So Autumnwood, the show at St. Paul, this is the first Sunday of every month. This is a free show, no cover.
That's correct.
So that will be the first Sunday of each month, and I really want to get to talking about the song we're getting ready to play, War Horse, which Hope, you take lead on, and we were talking a little bit before we went live here. Do you want to just quickly tell me the story real quick about how it came that Hope sang lead on the song?
I'll give you a little backstory. I'm working on a new album. I'm wrapping it up, and it's coming out pretty soon, end of spring, early summer, and I was kind of going down the list of songs, and I was like, I need another track. I just need another track to fill this thing out. And I remembered this old song that I wrote probably 10 or 11 years ago, but I abandoned it because I just didn't think, it just didn't make the cut for me at the time. But I knew it had a good seed of an idea in it. So I went back and found the old terrible demo that I did of it, and I just worked on it for a day and rewrote it. And I was like, hey, this is a thing. And I started building it in the studio and everything, and I invited Hope over to help me, with the vocal tracks. And I just had a sense that it would sound extra incredible if she sang the lead on it. And so I just kind of rolled the tape and walked out of the room and was like, hey, you work on this for a minute. I'll be back. And I'm going to let Hope take the rest of the story.
Yeah, so I initially was coming over to lay some tracks for Eric, and this was actually my favorite of all the ones that he had presented. And when I first heard it, I thought, wow, this sounds like something Autumnwood would do, because there's a violin and it's like bouzouki, and like there's just like the perfect storm for this sound. And so we got to the track, and I laid down some harmonies, and then Eric was like, by the way, do you want to sing melody? And I was like, all right. So I took a swing at it, and what came out was actually pretty incredible. And we had Kate come back in and lay violin, and she added her own flair.
Kate's singing harmony on it, too.
Yeah, oh, she is. She's singing,
Kate's added a third level of harmony just to make it even more incredible.
Yeah, which is very Autumnwood. So it's exciting that we can kind of start off this season with something that is very original to us, which we haven't really done. We've kind of mixed in the past Eric and I's originals and different covers that we do well, but it's exciting to
do
something.
This feels like ours.
Yeah, it's like our project. So, and something tangible that you can, because people are like, where can we buy your stuff? And we're like, well, we're kind of a live band, but now.
And I'll tell you a little secret.
Oh, yeah?
There's another track that will be on my album that features everybody also.
Nice.
But I'm not going to reveal any details.
It's
you're going to have to wait for that.
Yes.
Stay tuned to the queue.
There's
we'll let you know.
There's
we'll let you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play that track. This is the world premiere. The
very world premiere.
First time anyone will get to hear this song. We're getting a special exclusive to the song here on the queue in just a second. But I want to reiterate one more. This song will be available to stream on Eric Congdon's new album coming out late spring, early summer. Stay
Correct.
Tuned. We'll let you know when that official date has been released. The St. Paul residency is kicking off this Sunday. It'll be the first Sunday of every month through October. And then Triumph Fine Arts Center, May 8th. Get your tickets for that. You can go to the I think it's triumphfineartscenter.org or maybe tfac.org. You can go and check that out there. And will people get to hear the song on Sunday?
Oh, yes,
100%.
Awesome.
Like, actually, that's the world debut of it live, so.
Yeah. Oh, well, there we go. There we go. You got the recorded live, and you got the live, mm-hmm. all in one weekend. All right, folks, make sure you check out Hope Griffin and Eric Congdon online at hopegriffinmusic.com and ericcongdon.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find their live shows, you can find their music, merch, all that good stuff mm-hmm. on their websites, and make sure you follow them on social media as well. Here is the world premiere of Warhorse. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thanks, Izzy.
Thank you.
You rock.
Thank you. passion. My strength is gone, you drive me on. For me there is no option. Gone the days we gently grazed in rolling fields and meadows. Dig in your spurs, scream the words. Drive me to the ends of the earth. Dig in your spurs, scream the words. Drive me to the ends of the earth. Ends of the earth. The ends of the earth. Ends of the earth.
And that was the world premiere of War Horse, and you guys got to be the first to hear it. That, again, is a song by Eric Congdon and vocalized by the lovely Hope Griffin and all of the members of Autumn Wood played on that track. If you liked what you heard, you can catch them this Sunday at St. Paul. They will be playing there in the afternoon, and they are a fantastic quartet to go and see. Again, they'll be there every Sunday or the first Sunday of every month from this month until October. Go and check them out and stay tuned to the queue. I'll let you know when that song is released on streaming platforms so that you can listen to it anytime that you want. I'm going to take a quick break here and I'll be right back with more shows and songs to tell you about. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Hendersonville. It's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. In our tap room, the Hendersonville Co-op's Sunflower Kitchen is dishing out fantastic organic meals. It's a perfect pairing for our handcrafted beers. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers!
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road. Proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next, we have the Paper Crowns. They're going to be playing at Trailside on Saturday the 5th, starting at 6. And then they will also be playing on Sunday the 6th, starting at 2 at Burntshirt Vineyards here in Hendersonville. This is a song of theirs called Cotton Threads and Rusty Needles.
Thank you. sew the patches to my jeans, and they tend to always fall apart, unravel at the seams. I got holes in my pockets big enough to spill my dreams. I'm a grateful one for all I've had and all I've ever seen. Don't you worry.
Thank you.
And that was Colors by Lewandahl, the Lewandahl Duo, which is Laura and Tim. They are the original members of Lewandahl, the founding members of Lewandahl. They're going to be playing at Blue Ridge Beer Garden on Sunday the 6th, starting at 2 o'clock. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'll be right back with a couple of shows to tell you about that I'm not, unfortunately, going to have time to play music for, along with our last couple of songs. Stay tuned. Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road. Proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Hendersonville. It's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. In our tap room, the Hendersonville Co-op's Sunflower Kitchen is dishing out fantastic organic meals. It's a perfect pairing for our handcrafted beers. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers!
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema. Located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen, we feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
And it is time for my very poorly named segment of the show that I've now called it this too long to switch it up. So this is the honorable mention section of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is Local Artist Showcase. Thank you for being here. And this is a segment where I tell you a ton of shows that I unfortunately do not have time to play music for. But they're shows that I still think you should know about. Going on at the Purple Onion, one of our amazing sponsors here on Local Artist Showcase, they have Aubrey Eisenman and the Clydes playing on Saturday, tomorrow the 5th, starting at 8 p.m., and that is a $10 show. And then on Thursday the 10th, they have Charlotte Bluegrass All-Stars playing at 7:30, and that is also a $10 show. You can purchase tickets, find out more info, see the menu at Purple Onion, which, by the way, if you're going to go hungry, plan on eating there. Their food is excellent. That website is purpleonionsaluda.com. Go there. That's where you can reserve your seats and all of that good stuff. Going on at J&M Farms, another one of our awesome sponsors here on the show, they have tonight, Friday, they have Harvest of Hope Cancer Fundraising Event featuring live music by Connor Hunt. That'll be going on from 6 to 9 tonight. There is a $20 admission. The proceeds are benefit Versus Cancer and the Pediatric Brain Cancer Foundation. So go and check that out. You're getting to see live music and supporting an excellent cause while doing it. That's going on tonight at J&M Farms. Tomorrow, Saturday, they will have Old Dan playing from 5 to 8. And then on Sunday, J&M Farms will have Moonshine State playing from 2 to 5. Moving over to our next sponsor, Ocklawaha has Randomonium's Spring Music Festival going on tonight at 8 p.m. I'm going to read you their little snippet about this. They said, it's spring, and it's therefore officially music festival season, so we are bringing the vibe to Ocklawaha and creating our own Random Project Festival as we play choice selections from our musical projects. One lineup, five bands. $10 gets you admission to a night of killer musical variety, and unlike those overpriced outdoor festivals, Ocklawaha has real bathrooms, reasonable drink prices, nice seating, and no dust. It's a win-win. See you there. I just loved that little blurb about it, so I thought I would read it to you. Again, that's going on tonight, Friday, at Ocklawaha, and that is Randomonium's Spring Music Festival. And just as a reminder, there's is a $10 admission fee. Tomorrow, Saturday, Fancy and Friends in Low Places is going to be playing starting at 8 p.m. That is also one of my favorite names of a band in town. It's definitely up there. Here are a couple of additional shows I wanted to tell you about. Going on tonight at Hendersonville Theater, I don't know at the time that this is coming out if there are still tickets, but go and check if you are interested. There may be some last-minute seats available. The Wanna Beatles, which I also have to give kudos to that name because I actually laughed out loud when I read it. The Wanna Beatles are playing at 7:30 at Hendersonville Theater. And you can go and see if there are any tickets left. Go visit Hendersonville Theater's website. And then last show I want to tell you about is happening on Sunday at Southern Appalachian Brewery. They have their Almost Spring pop-up market with live jazz by the Dan Keller Trio. The market will be from noon to 5. The music will be from 1 till 4. A great way to get some clean spring things. Spring, I don't know. Spring, I was about to say spring cleaning, but that's like the opposite of it. If you've done spring cleaning, now you've got room for new things to go and get at this market. I guess that's the way I'll sell it to you. You can go and check out that market and also listen to some excellent jazz. If you've not heard the Dan Keller Trio, truly one of the premier jazz artists in Hendersonville and the surrounding area. So go and check them out. That's happening at Southern Appalachian Brewery on Sunday. Back to our regular programming. We've got up next the Foreign Landers. They're going to be playing at Flat Rock Cinema. They are the next guest on the Magnolia Concert Series. They will be there on Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 9th, starting at 6:30. Tickets are $20 and available at flatrockcinema.com. If you like what you hear in just a second, do not wait. Go and get those tickets now because they do have a tendency to sell out, especially as it gets a little bit closer to the date. It is a very small venue, so tickets are limited. So if you're interested, make sure you go ahead and reserve your spots. Don't wait. And as a reminder, I'll have Sarah Siskind, who is the guest after Foreign Landers, on the show next week. So tune in next week to hear about her. Here is the Foreign Landers original song, Knowing You.
What is love apart from knowing you? Is it something we must feel or we must do? Is it just a golden ring or something else insane? What is love apart from knowing you? What is hope apart from knowing you? We can often fill a hole and plead the fool, but there's a light strong and true, no shadows and no dew. The hope of life is found in you. When this whole world sees its insecurity and looks to the one who made all we see, giving us new life undeservingly. There is nothing good without you. Can there be joy apart from you? And is it something we can't take or we can lose? So cruel. I know that there's no joy apart from you. And this whole world sees its insecurity.
next to the one who made all we see, giving us new life and deserving thee. There is nothing good without you.
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment. Finishing out the show is Iggy Radio with his NXS cover of I Need You Tonight. Iggy Radio is going to be at Bold Rock Saturday the 5th, starting at 5. This weekend, I am back to playing after a pretty slow March, although a much-needed slow March. My January and February ended up being a bit busier than I anticipated, so it was nice to have a little slowdown before the spring, summer, and fall and holiday rush. We really don't get much of a slow season, which is very much a blessing. I will never complain about having too much business. But it was definitely needed. But I am easing back into things this Saturday at Guidon, which I have not been to Guidon Brewing in quite a while. So I'm excited to be back playing in their tap room. And that will be from 7 to 9 on Saturday the 5th. Hope to see you there. Another huge thank you to our sponsors, Oklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, The Purple Onion in Saluda, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, and J&M Farms for not only supporting this show, but in the way of supporting the show, they are also supporting live music in town. And 4 out of 5 of those sponsors are actually venues that hire musicians. So it is so awesome to have such supportive local businesses here in town who support the local musicians. Go and visit all 5 of our sponsors and show them your appreciation, please. You can tune in to the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon. Remember, if you miss the show or if you want to hear the show again, you can go to WTZQ.com. We keep the shows up for about a week after they air. And you can click on that Local Artist Showcase banner that's on the front page, or you can go to Programs and find the link there. If you are an artist or a venue and you want to be considered for Local Artist Showcase, send me your MP3 or WAV files of your music, your live music schedule, and anything exciting that you've got coming up, like new album releases, single releases, etc., to 1600@WTZQ.com. Again, I want to say a huge thank you to Eric and Hope for coming on to the show this week. Remember, you can go see Autumnwood this Sunday afternoon at St. Paul. They will be performing there, and they will be there the first Sunday of every month through October. So go check them out, go support them, and stay tuned to the queue. I'll let you know when Eric Congdon releases Warhorse, which you heard today, and the rest of his album, which is hopefully going to be coming out here in late spring, early summer. But I will let you know as it gets closer, and when I hear that he is releasing it, you guys will be the first to know. Remember, tune in next week. I've got Sarah Siskind coming on the show. She's the next guest of the Magnolia Concert Series over at Flat Rock Cinema. And that's going to be an interview you don't want to miss. I'm going to be asking all the questions about her Bonnie Raitt opening, her cut on the Alison Krauss and Union Station album. I'll be getting all the information for you. So stay tuned. That will be on next week's Local Artist Showcase. With that, I hope you have a great weekend. Spring is here, just like that Akluwaha blurb was talking about. It is also music festival season, so we're going to be seeing more and more of those happening. I have a feeling this is going to be a very, very busy music season here in town. They seem to be getting busier with each passing year. More and more support for local musicians. More and more musicians are moving to this area. It is a really exciting time for local music here in Western North Carolina, and I can't wait to tell you more about it with each passing week. Thank you for joining me. Again, I will be back next Friday at 5 with the next installment of Local Artist Showcase. In the meantime, get out there, see some live music, support some local venues and musicians this weekend. I will see you next week. Stay tuned.
And listen local.